from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
The Lord binds up the injuries of his people. During their time in exile in Babylon, and for centuries after, the chosen people longed and hoped that the Lord would bind up their injuries and restore their dignity. Often alone, Isaiah and his followers saw the suffering and offered consolation to the people. Isaiah prophetically cried out that the suffering was not in vain or wasted. He hoped it would lead to a deeper joy for Israel and for all the world. Together we pray, Isaiah, join our plea to your hopes for a new Davidic kingdom for all people. Amen.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Hank Van Myl. The televising of this Mass is made possible by a contribution from Antonio Freitas and family from Kitchener, Ontario. This Mass is offered in loving memory of his beloved wife of 57 years, Maria Adelina, on the eve of the first anniversary of her passing. Our thanks to Antonio Freitas and his family for choosing to remember his wife in this way. This sacred celebration will be seen by tens of thousands of people across Canada and around the world. On their behalf, I thank you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And as we have placed ourselves on this memorial of St. Francis Xavier before the Lord, knowing that like St. Francis Xavier, we are just weak human beings and need God's guidance. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And let us pray. O God, through the preaching of St. Francis Xavier, won many people to yourself. Grant that the hearts of the faithful may burn with the same zeal for the faith, and that Holy Church may everywhere rejoice in an abundance of offsprings. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. He sets up victory like walls and bulwarks. Open the gates, so that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter in. Those of steadfast mind, you keep in peace. In peace, because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord God you have an everlasting rock. For he has brought low the inhabitants of the height. The lofty city he lays low. He lays it low to the ground, casts it to the dust. The foot tramples it, the feet of the poor, the steps of the needy. The word of the Lord.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to put confidence in mortals. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he taught them, saying, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the flood came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who builds his house on sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and it great was the fall." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today's first reading is actually very fitting for the season we're in. Isaiah and Isaiah 26, 1-6 is actually a song of salvation. Many chapters, and especially 24 to 27, was actually called the Isaiah Apocalypse. The people, the Israelites, are in exile in Babylon. It all looks hopeless, and you know, it's all doom and gloom. And then there's Isaiah, the small reading we had today in the first reading, and it's hope. There's hope. The New Jerusalem, there is hope after exile. And it is so important, especially this season, of course, as Advent is a season of penance and looking inward. But our hope is in Jesus Christ. Jesus, God incarnate, who was born on Christmas Day. It is so easy, especially in today's contemporary society. We are in exile. It's all doom and gloom. Yes, the COVID virus goes on, and many of our sisters and brothers are sick or die. The world is melting. The world is melting. Global temperatures are rising, and it's on and on bad news. And when we read all that news, we get our daily dosage of bad news, and it all seems like an end. It all seems like we're all going to come to the end, and it's hopeless, and that life is meaningless. And yes, if our God is the God of the flesh, of contemporary life, of consumerism and personal possessions, yes, it is doom. But our hearts are with God, and we're people of hope. We're people of hope, and there is so much hope. But we have to step back and reflect on all what the experts tell us and so on. It's not that experts are wrong, but different experts say different things. And we also have to, of course, meditate on that and know our way forward and know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. And so when we go to the reading of Matthew 7, and it says there, anyone who does the will of God will enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, personally, I always have a problem with the will of God. When someone says to me, God's will is that I do this or that. In our contemporary understanding of the word of will, it doesn't really fit, because then it's the will, you will do this, and you better do that, and if you do all of this, then you might get the prize and go to heaven. But that's hardly a relationship with God. It should be a mutual relationship. It should be a loving relationship. A relationship is about a desire for someone. And yes, God has a desire for you and me. And the desire is to live a reasonably happy life, not to fall in this doom and gloom, to be light for others. And so we have, but life is uncertain. There's so much uncertainty in life, but it's always been. Mary, who gave her fiat to Gabriel, to the archangel Gabriel, and said, yes, I accept. I accept that Jesus, I will carry the Son of God. But Mary did not know what was going to happen. Mary did not know that she 33 years later would be standing or would be kneeling at the foot of the cross. Of course she didn't know that. None of us know our future. But this is where God enters in the mystery of our lives. The more we can give that to God, the more we can put things in perspective, the more we can accept our own individual life story, the more we can let God in it. And yes, we need those examples of the Holy Family, the saints, Mary, and so on. And to say that, yes, I don't understand. I know heaven is there. I know there's a better life. But how that really looks like, of course I don't know. None of us know. But we know it's there. We know it's there. And on this memorial of St. Francis Xavier, who lived 1506, 1552, he was kind of a stubborn guy. And his stubbornness, God uses everything, his stubbornness and his drive really brought him as an early Jesuit to India, Goa, and so on to the east, ending up in Japan. And eventually he died of exhaustion off the coast of China. But an incredible drive to spread the word of God. It's estimated by some, I don't know who's counting, that he directly or indirectly converted 30,000 people. It's possible. But he had a tremendous influence on the people around him. He did not know where he went, but God, the love of God was burning in his heart. And that's a gift of God. The love of God was burning in his heart. And he wanted to spread the good news, no matter what, no matter how hard he had to work, no matter what opposition he got. And that is a good example for us. Of course, none of us are Francis Xavier. Very few of us are called to go out there and go around the globe. But most of us are called to be that light of Christ where we are. And when we are people of reflection, when we are the people of hope, of that hope in that little baby born God incarnate on Christmas Day, when we accept our own suffering, when we can let God's light enter into that suffering, accept that suffering, Lord, lead me, I don't understand, then God will give us the way to move forward. God will give us joy. God will grant us to be a light of Christ for those around us, in our families, at our nursing homes, at our work, wherever we are. The message is always the same. It is so simple, but it's so hard to do. It takes a lot of self-reflection and quiet to listen to that voice of God in our hearts. And Francis Xavier, of course, very much did that. Amen. So let us bring our prayers before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we offer our community prayer for all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intention book during this Advent season. We ask our Blessed Mother to intercede with her Son on behalf of those searching for hope, joy, and love as we prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for young adults who feel the countercultural call to vote religious life, to have courage to come forward. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for those who struggle with depression or anxiety. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, help us to prepare to celebrate Christmas by contemplating Mary and Joseph. Mary, the woman full of grace. Joseph, the faithful and just man. They chose to be filled with hope, joy, and love, rather than listen to the voices of doubt and human pride. With them, let us walk together to Bethlehem. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. The humble spirit and contrite heart may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may your sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquities, cleanse me of my sins. Pray, my sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Receive, O Lord, these offerings we bring in commemoration of Saint Francis Xavier, and grant that, as he journeyed to distant lands out of longing for the salvation of souls, so we too, bearing effective witness to the gospel, may with our brothers and sisters eagerly hasten towards you through Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For in the marvelous confession of your saints, you make your church fruitful with strength ever new, and offer us sure signs of your love, and that your saving mysteries may be fulfilled. The great example lends us courage. The fervent prayers sustain us in all we do. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim. Indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Thomas, our Bishop, the order bishops, the clergy, and the entire people you have called your own. Remember also our sisters and brothers who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. And at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen." The peace of the Lord be with you always. And let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. And may the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
With those of you at home, join with me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you were already there, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
And let us pray. May your mysteries, O God, kindle in us that fire of charity with which Saint Francis Xavier burned for the salvation of souls, so that walking even more worthily in our vocation, we may obtain with him the reward you promise to those who labor well in your harvest, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. If you're interested in making monthly donations using the pre-authorized checking method, please call our office at 1-888-383-6277 for details.
Servants form poor.